Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Nice to meet you again, Leo Enright, space journalist. How are you?
Good morning.
Come here. There's a massively important flight happening today with SpaceX, and it's going to blast some civilians off into orbit.
Indeed. Four people bracing themselves, Bridget, for a rocket ride into space. Of course, if it all goes wrong, and anything goes wrong with the rocket, they'll end up in the water off West Cork, because that's where the thing would splash down in an emergency.
All right.
So I hope they're not just the quickest people ever to fly from Florida to West Cork.
So, isn't it true then that this is a completely autonomous flight, that the civilians have no, you know, buttons to press or whatever, but also it means there's no qualified astronauts on the space rocket?
Yeah, this is the really weird thing about this. I suppose you could say that basically it's the same as if they had put four people into the back of one of Elon Musk's Tesla cars and left it driverless from Dublin up to the Inishowen Peninsula.
Mm.
And hope you didn't hit a sheep along the way.
Isn't it massively risky for him and his company, though? I mean, if, you know, we all remember the space shuttle Challenger, when a civilian in America lost her life when that blew up. And it pretty much finished the space shuttle program, or certainly whatever was happening wasn't really publicized after that. If this went wrong and a load of wealthy civilians die, it could finish the whole project, and as well as the terrible loss of life that could be witnessed.
Oh yeah, no, I think absolutely. I mean, that is a very serious and real question. That this really is incredibly risky. Going into space is not a day trip. This is highly dangerous. I mean, rockets are essentially bombs. Which are exploded, but the explosion is done in a controlled way, and so there's never a moment when getting on a rocket is a good idea unless you have a really, really good purpose.
Yeah, and how long will they spend in orbit?
3 or 4 days. They're going to be orbiting the Earth. That's really important difference between this, for instance, and the joyride. Your man Richard Branson Jeff Bezos as well. This is in an entirely different order. They're actually going to be in orbit about 400 kilometers above the Earth, about the same height as the space station, but they won't go anywhere near it. They're simply not allowed. There's been no arrangement made to bring them to the space station. That will happen later, I think in next month. The Russians are going to launch some space tourist-type people who will actually live on the space station for a week. So this sort of thing is starting to get going. But there is, as you very correctly point out, there is a genuine risk here.
There's a risk with every space flight, as you said. It is strapping yourself to a rocket. But let's take the positive for a second. If this does go swimmingly and they spend 4 days in space and come down and it's all completely autonomous, what does that mean then for the future of autonomous space flights and for, a trip to Mars or a trip to the moon again? Like, what is this paving the way for that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the move towards an autonomous system is certainly very welcome. I mean, all of the NASA and European astronauts who fly to the space station with this same system are also, what the Americans used to call spam in a can. They're basically, just sitting there looking at the screens. They do a bit of button pressing just to give themselves something to do, but basically it is all automated.
So like those little fake steering wheels you put in the back of the car for your kids.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
You're flying the spaceship. Oh, you are.
The last time they did this sort of thing is when they put chimpanzees inside spaceships in the 1960s.
Yeah. So, like, we're running very short on time, but just to get a feel of who's on it, essentially this has been chartered like an airplane, or, you might rent, a rich person might rent a yacht and they just take it out with your own crew. But, so there's a guy called Jared Isaacman who is funding the trip. He struck a private deal with SpaceX and paid for all the four seats. So he's, there's a charity angle for a children's hospital in the States. And then he's got these people on board. Do we know who they are?
Yeah, we do indeed. There's a woman who is a, and she's a doctor's assistant at St. Jude's, the hospital. That's Hayley Arsenault. She'll be the first paraplegic to fly in space. So, I mean, there's a, you know, that's certainly historic. She, Hayley lost her leg through cancer. And so she is a former patient of St. Jude's, the famous famous research hospital. And then the final member is Christopher Sembroski, who is a young man. He'll be the youngest person in space. He won his seat when a friend was won a raffle at St. Jude's and offered him
and gave it to him. Yeah, there's Dr. Sian Proct as well, a professor of geoscience who won it through Jared's company. Leo, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. We'll watch with interest and see what happens later on. But thanks for talking to us today.
All right, my man.
Take care. Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.